Tuesday the 26th of March, Chodesh Nissan, Rabbi Chaim Freshwater, Karbonus.
Yitin Chodesh. This week, Parshas Vayikra, is the first Sadrim, Sefer Torah Kahanim, which is mainly Oisik, the Indian of Karbonus. Unfortunately, we no longer have the schus of the ability to be makar of Karbonus bepoil. Chazal tell us, kol Oisik b'Torah Oile, kol Vayikra b'Oile, learning the parshas of Karbonus, the Seder Karbonus, the Rebbeinu Shlomo Machshav Kiri Hikri Vayle, perhaps to dwell a little bit on the Talmi HaKarbonus. The Rambam, in the beginning of this week's Seder, brings the Rambam in Moreh Nevoichim, writes that what was the Indian, what's the Talmi about the Sachoik, what's lying behind the Karbonus? And the Rambam says that we find the Goyim used to serve animals. The Mitzriim, Kibbal Pesach, served the Seh, Tle, the Kastim, they served the Shedim because they were B'dmus of Seirim in the form of goats. Zeshetim Pusik, they used B'choyda Seirim. And the Rambam writes, the Anshe Hoidu Adayoim serve cattle, boka. So it was a psalmidic bagoyim, they somehow gehalten that the animal has some sort of a koyach, and it's probably because it was merumas to the mazulas. So the Rebbeinu Shem wanted to be oike that amuna, that falchkeit, the avodizura. So he told Kal Yisrael to take the behemoths, tzoin, boka, tzirim, and to shech them for the Rebbeinu Shloilam, to show as there's no such thing, all animals are Mishkashum Koyach Nisht, that is the Indian of Karbonus. And with that, the Rebbeinu Shloilam was merap to them from the Choli of Avodah Zarah, Choli Amunah Zishtat Yerambam. Rambam argues very strongly on the Rambam. The Rambam asks a number of questions. Firstly, the Rambam says that the Pusik says that the Korban is Ishei Reach Nichoyach Hashem. So how could it be that the Rambam, if you learn at the Rambam, the whole Indian of Karbonus, be'etzem, there's no tachas in the Korban itself. The Korban is only there as a precaution that people will be oika, the amun of the falcha, amun of the zura, but the Korban itself has no ta'anis, no purpose. And the Torah says, the oile, ishe reach nechayach Hashem, the Korban is a reach nechayach. In itself, it gives a nachasiyach to Rebbeinu Shloilam. And if the whole Indian of Korban is only to be merachik and to be oike, the amun and avodah zarah, then they wouldn't be considered a reach nechayach. Nochmeh for the Rambam, that being makrib, a behemah, to Hashem, will not be oike, the amun and avodah zarah. Because of other, the goyim also believed that the Rebbeinu Shloilam is the mala of another koiches. Now they held somehow that the animals and the mazulas all have some sort of a koich. So to be makriv them to the Rebbeinu Shloilam doesn't show that they have no koyach whatsoever. Other rabbis look to the best way to show that they have no koyach is if you shecht up your own personal use and you eat them. That shows that they are only koyach nish. But being makriv them Hashem, that would not take away the emuna that the goyim had in behemus. Noch akash shepet Rambam that Noach, when he went out of the teva, was makriv kabunas. When Noach was makrif kabunas out of the teva, the whole world had been wiped out. There was no oik of the zura at all. So what was the ta'alas then in being makrif a kol? Kain and Hevel were makrif kabunas. It was long before there was any emunah in avodah zarah at all. So the Rambam behechich, you got to say that the korban has in itself an own purpose. And the Rambam brings a pshat that every person, when he does, whatever he does, consists of three things. A machshuva, he thinks before he does, at least he usually thinks before he does. So said machshuva, to do an action, he speaks, and he does. The korban is to be mechapa, if a person is an avera, or even if a person didn't do an avera, but his machshuva and his dib and his masa were incorrect, were not with the correct roots and v'sadaf tzayin. So the Rambam, the first thing a person brought, smicha, he was so mechudov on the korban, That's connected the mass that he did. He was mizvade bepeh, connected adibul. And then he would bring on the mizbeach, and he would be served be'esh. The kloyes, the where the kloyes ayatz is, that's where the source of the machshuba of a person is. And also the kreayim, the knees and the legs of a person, because they are the ones that do his whole melucha in this world. The dam is connected his nefesh. So the Ramban, kideshi yachshavudam, a person should think, basoyse kolele, when he does all these, when he's makke bekoven, kichutu le lekov, a person sinned before the Rebbein Shvem, begifu ye benafshoy, v'lui lo ishi yishpoich dumoy, be'emes, it would be the correct thing, that he himself, yishpoich dumoy, v'yisr gifu, his own goof and his own dam, should really be the one that's been gishachna for the Rebbein Shvem, v'nisav, lule chesed abire, the Rebbein Shvem did the gewaldige chesed with a person, Shulokach v'meni tmir, the Rebbein Shvem took, instead of a person himself as a korban, v'kipa ha-korban hazeh, and he took the behemah, sh'yiyah dumoy tachas dumoy, nefesh tachas nefesh, v'loy shavur ha-korban k'neged rushi avuro. As the Rebbein goes weiter, explains the Indian of Kabunis. Perhaps Kedai, this is a Rechaim HaKudosh, actually in Parshas Shmini, when Aaron HaKohen was makriv, his kabunis, shet hazeh in Pusik. Vayikrav Aharon al HaMizbeach. Aharon came close to the Mizbeach. Vayishchat es egel achatos ha-shenoi. His Rechaim HaKudosh says, what does it mean, Vayikrav Aharon al HaMizbeach? So the Rechaim HaKudosh pshat with this Ramban, that when Aaron HaKohen was makriv his korban, שאיקם מעצה הקורבן זאת רחיים הקודש כי מחשב את המקריב כי הוא החייב בכל המעצה שיעשה בקורבן ההיא ומחשוב of a person should be בשעה סקרוב את הקורבן that the end of what's done to the korban should really be done to himself לזובח to be geschochten in his sure followishim והאוסרי מחשוב את זה and this מחשוב that he has תוס בלעת אף הם הכפורה and that's the פשוט in פוסיק ויקר והארה למזבח Pirish, he atzmoy, he himself, he was makriv himself. Heichen, lusim, ushim, nafshoy, v'kulub le mizbeach. Ke'idi, he himself was makriv himself on the mizbeach. No, le meise, b'poil, it v'yishchat egel zachata shesheloi, instead he was makriv v'egel achatos. Be'etzem of her, it was v'yikr v'ahalim on the mizbeach, ahalim was makriv himself on the mizbeach. Rabban continues. Rabban says, this is a beautiful pshat, vurim ha-meskablim, moishchim ha-saliv, kedivri ha-gude. The Rabban goes on and says, aval derech u-emes, yesh v'kabunis soit ne'elom. In the kabunis, there's a hidden meaning, soit ne'elom, and the Rabban is marich v'eshtak, that in the Indian of Korban, is the agresa soit. Rabban v'chaye, and perhaps that's the kabun of the Rambam as well, says, brings also the Rambam, and argues with the Rambam, and the Rebbeinu B'chaya says that the tachlis of korban, the dilution korban, is a lushen of to bring closer, to be makariv. So the korban is, Rebbeinu Shlom, when he created this world, created many olomos and many koiches ruchniyim, spiritual koiches. And by being makariv the korban, a person is makariv all these koiches, and unifies all these koiches, that they should all do the roots in Hashem, to be makarav them to Rebbeinu Shlom. Meshech Chochma, when he brings down the Rambam, as it says in Rebbeinu B'chaya, and he calls it an electrical ruchnistik koich, that a person is in this world, and we'd imagine an electric current with flowing in our minds through wires, so the dezelbe zach, so there's a person stands in this world, Mr. Migdosh, a shech tzakobin, he sends an electrical current into all the heavenly spheres, all the oilim and svalyonim, and it's mekarav everything to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Momnisht ka'esik minister is what exactly does it mean to be mekarav all the heavenly spheres to the Rebbeinu Shlom, but perhaps, epis, untap epis a shtikul tam. The Meshech Chochma himself, when he brings down the Machloikas, the Rambam Rambam, he says, the Dati, he wants to be Machriya in the Machloikas, the Rambam Rambam. The Rambam holds that Kabunis, the Tachas of Kabunis, was to be oike from people, this Falcha Emunah, in animals and Avedizura. And the Rambam holds, it was positive, a positive. to be makriv, to be makariv, all the koiches to the Ribbono Shleilam. Meshech Ochva says, l'da'atoi, there's a chilik between hakruvin b'samigdosh and hakruvin b'oma. B'shaz, it was a hetzer to be makriv, not in the b'samigdosh, in a b'oma. But by a b'oma, there is the Zivid Rambam versteht. There's no positive kavuna in a b'oma. Vadem zog to Meshech Ochva, mitreffen, the Gemurah zog to Nzvuchim, ein reach nichoyach b'oma. The whole musik of reach nichoyach, that's only in the b'samigdosh. Reach nichoyach, that is only in the smigdash, not in the bomber. The Rambam, one of his kashas on the Rambam is, Re'ech Nechayach. According to the Rambam, it's Tishka Re'ech Nechayach. The tachlis is not positive, but in order to be oike from a person, the mafshuva by the zure. So the Rambam, the Meshach Chochma, Bam is talking in a bomber, the kavun is that the Rambam, to be oike from a person, the munah, in a by the zure. In the smigdash, there it's talking as if the Rambam zogt, that it's to be makarib all the koiches to the Bein Shlelem. Then he says very nice pshat. The Gemara says in the Durim of Chuf Beis, Hanoida, someone makes a neida keili buna boma. Says if he would built a boma, bizman there's an issa to be makriv in a boma. Why is neida similar to a boma? So because ba'etzam boma has a tachlis. It's to be merachik a person from a falcha emuna, to be oikar from a person. A false emuna, he shouldn't be nishal in a veda zura. A neder is in a similar way as well. A person makes a neder. Why does a person make a neder? He makes a neder to demug himself as a precaution. He wants to add an extra precaution. He's almost seeking the dechet. The Torah asked the bomber. Why the Torah asked the bomber? Because instead of being makir the kolben and you making your own precautions, go to the Beis Hamikdash and you can be makir kaburis to the Baruch Shalom. You won't fall into any shash of a minan of a dezura. So to the same thing, why does a person need to make a neder? So to the tariyak mitzvahs, a person can be ugehitten with all the mitzvahs in the Torah. That's not necessary to make a neder. Hamoida, someone that makes a neder, that's the same as a bomber, if his mom was mechan makar zayn, it was smigdash. Bizman of zeh, is a machlikas rishenim. It's been two machlikas rishenim. It's a machlikas rishenim, whether bizman of zeh, there's kedushin and smigdash. See, if you hold Kedushas B'Samigdash, it's Kitcha B'Saglobe. Is there a Kedushin B'Samigdash B'Zman HaZeh? There's another Mechlekes Rishenim. According to those Shittas who hold that there is no Kedushin B'Zman HaZeh B'Samigdash, is it permitted now to be Makriv in a Bum? If you hold, it says, if you hold that the B'Samigdash's Kedushin remains, of course you can't, because it's still a B'Samigdash. B'Zman B'Samigdash, you definitely can't be Makriv in a Bum. However, according to the Rishenim who hold, that there's no kedushin in the mikdash, it's place to stay in Zvuchim, there's still no het in the bum. You cannot be makrav in the bum. So the Meshech Chochma, I'll explain to you why. Because I told you that the whole reason why we could be makrav in the bum is only because the Rebbe Yishra want to be oika from a person, then minan avay the zur. Or but the Gemuzo Tehima, that Anshe Knesset HaGdoyle were oika the Yetzahara avay the zur. There's no longer a Yid, there's no longer got a Yetzahara for Avodah Zura. So we're married with the Meshech Chochma, there's no tachlis b'chlal in the Bum, b'zman hazeh. So even now, that we can't be makir in the Mikdash, there's no tachlis in the Bum. It touches with them a pusik and tehillim, k'lisach v'et zevach v'etem me'oilu l'seitze. So that's referring to a Bum. The Rebbeinu Shem has no be'etzem erutzen in a kolben when it's in a Bum. That's like the Rambam. It's just to be oiker from a person is a minan of a desura. Aber, he tivu b'tzoichu esiyon, tiv nechones yishlayim, when the smivish is built, orv, tach boi tzivche tzedek, oile v'chulu demots, when it's not a smigdash, demots riberishem as a positive rutsin in alle kabunas. About the kipshita, it's very easy to understand. The Meshech Chochma says that the Ramban Rebbeinu Bechaya is only in the Besmigdosh. This is their koyach to be makariv all the heavenly spheres to Rebbeinu Shleilem. That can only be done in the Besmigdosh. If you want to take the mush of the Meshech Chochma, drop further. The Meshech Chochma says that the kabunas are some sort of a ruchnistik electricity, or the power station that creates that ruchnistik electricity. That's the Besmigdosh. This is mechivin kenege Besmigdosh shel ma'alo. And as I mentioned, makariv akob in the Besmigdosh, hotei the koyach he can be mekar the kabulus Rebbeinu Shleilem. Perhaps there's a deeper meaning to this. Perish Lema in this week's parsha, the Gracie Yisoid, in the midst of Kabunus. We find the Novi Yeshaya told Klal Yisroel, the Rebbe Yishnum says, Lomali Reiv Sitchechem, why do I need your many Kabunus? Why do I need your many sacrifices? Rector, why did the Rebbe Yishnum Dabke pick on the fact that the Yidim were Makrib Kabunus? The Yidim did all the mitzvahs, and if the Rebbe Yishnum was Menayis Kabayuchel in the Kabunus that the Yidim were being Makrib in their state, so why Dabke Kabunus? It should be all the mitzvahs. Why does the Torah choose Dabke Lomali Reiv Sitchechem? Zukte Tzvei Shleime, that is a chilik between Kabunas and all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs. Avada, we do a mitzvah because Rebbe Yishlem said. Zukte, but b'shas a person does the mitzvah, a person has got the right to say, good, I'm doing a mitzvah, chalom ha'gevaldige schus. The Gemara says, the person gets a salad at tzedukah, he can say, I'm an ashi yichya b'ni. The tzchus of the tzedukah should be, I'm an ashi yichya b'ni. A person can in zin, b'shati does a mitzvah, that the mitzvah will bring a gewaldige shefa on this world. Korban has only one tachlis. Korban's of the Tver Shleime is only to do the root of Hashem. Bilti Lashem Levadoi. A person can have no other kavuna b'shas is makriv a korban other than he's doing the roots in Hashem. For them to Tver Shleim we find kavunas are the only mitzvah that are called reach nichoyach. The Tashi Bosnes reach nichoyach omati the nasas yitzoni. Korban is the mitzvah of a korban, that is the tzunas a mitzvah of a korban, that I'm doing the roots in Hashem. That is korban. Another mitzvah has something else to it, but the nasa mitzvah of korban is kiyum a roots in Hashem. And Bem is the Lushna Ramban is asay. V'hazvich l'shem Hashem levadoi, shulo yiskabim v'dov'ach v'oilom, rak l'shem Hashem levadoi. Nothing else, only roots in Hashem. We find in davening, we said this morning, mitzvah v'rush chedesh, we daven that we should be zeichet to be able to be makir the kabunas, ki mitzvahs ritzenecho. The same thing Shabbos, and same thing Yomri. Always k'mitzvahs ritzenecho. Why are Kabunas called k'mitzvahs ritzenecho? Because that is the mitzvah of Korban. The mitzvah of a Korban is, what I mentioned, Mekayim, the roots of Hashem, nothing else. That is the tzura of the mitzvah of a Korban. Tver Shleima says that was b'emes the avodah of our Uvas. Our Uvas were called Avdei Hashem. And Evet has no personal kavuna b'chal, kol ma shekuna eved, kol rabbi. Everything he does for his master. The others were avdei Hashem. They had no personal kavuna at all in anything they did. They only did the roots in Hashem. That's why we say, b'glal others, she'usi ritzonecho. All they did was roots in Hashem. B'glal others, she'usi ritzonecho. That's the only kavuna they had. B'glal others, she'usi ritzonecho. Avruh ha'vini, gigangin, tzedak ha'edah. So we say about davening, V'kovash rachmov, lasis ritzoncho b'leivov shulem. So the Tver Shleime, Avruh Avini went to the Akedah, he didn't have any other kavuna. What, he didn't even have in zin that mit the Akedah vete gerim zayn a gewaldige rachmov on this world. Nothing. Only roots in Hashem. Lasis ritzoncho b'leivov shulem. Mit dem teitschte, Yitzchok Avini, on the way to the Akedah, said to Avruh Avini, V'ayei haseh, Le'oila. Truth it means, where is the set for the korban? So he said, no, Yitzchak knew he was the korban. But Yitzchak's shaila was, where will I have that koyach to go to the akedah like a set, like a lamb? A lamb, when he goes to the akedah, to the korban, he's makrav, an animal, he has no kavuna, he doesn't know b'chal. He's there and he's makrav. Yitzchak Avini wanted to go to the akedah with no kavuna, nothing for himself. Only like a set. Aya said, Le'oila, how will I have that koyach to be makrav myself with no other kavuna, no other roots, nisht, faschal olam abo, got nothing, just to do the roots in Hashem. Because that is what a korban is. A korban is the kiyum a roots in Hashem. Shtet in Tzvurim, sach, that the Rebbe Yishlem, when he created the world, Rebbe Yishlem made that the Seyd Abriya should be dependent on what a person does in this world. And everything was titzachup, the oilim asvalyoinim, and the heavenly spheres, is all dependent on what a person does in this world. In Tver Shloim in a different place, and the Nefesh HaChaim, both for the same touch. The Mishnah says in all this, Da Ma Lemala Mimcho. A person should know what's above him. They both translate the Mishnah the same way. Da, you should know. Ma Lemala, what goes on in the heavenly spheres, Mimcho. That's all dependent on you. Ma Lemala Mimcho, everything depends on you. Coming through to Pesach, the Nefesh HaChaim, in Sha'alef, Perek Tes, Taiches, the Pasuk of Shiashim. Lisasusi birichve parei to misicho rayosi. Rebbeinu Shlom says, compares Klal Yisrael to the horses of the chariots of parei. Lisasusi birichve parei to misicho rayosi. Why is Klal Yisrael compared to the horses of parei's chariots? So because b'shas kriyas yamsuf, the horses went on their own to the yam. They ran into the yam against the wishes of the rider. Now normally, who directs the horse? The rider is the one who tells the horse when to go and not to go. He holds the reins and he holds the whip. And he's the one who directs the horse to go. B'shaski es yamsuf, the horses were the ones who led their masters. The Zelbezach looked at the Rebbeinu Shleilem. Be'etzem, who should be leading? The Rebbeinu Shleilem should be leading us. The Olim Etzvayonim should be leading us. The Rebbeinu Shleilem made the Bria of Azasa Toifun. That Klal Yisrael, they are the ones who determine and they are the ones who decide how the Anuga should be of this world. Like the horses of the chariots of Paroi, the Mesichar Yossi. That's how I have compared Klal Yisroel. Coming back to the Rambam. Rambam says, Rabbeinu Bechaya, that the Indian of Kolben is to be Mekarev, all the Olamas to the Rebbeinu Shleilem. All the spiritual Koiches that is in the world, to be Mekarev unto Rebbeinu Shleilem. How does one go about doing that? But the Kolben, the Balt, the Tver Shleim is, look, the Masa Mitzvah of the Kolben is, what am I doing? Nothing else. I have no other Kavula, only Kiyum Rotz Nabayra. That's all I'm interested in doing. Kiyum of the Rotz Nav Hashem. I have no other Kavula in my Kolben. If a person in this world does a Mitzvah, and his whole tachlis, his whole essence of the Kiyum HaMitzvah is full Kiyum Rotz Nav Hashem, if the Medem Goyrim, Ala Olim Esvad Yoinim, other kliches, all spiritual kliches on the scar of the Rebbeinu Shleilem. They also do only one thing. They also only have one kavuna to do the Rutz Nashem. The Meshech Chochma, in Parshas Bereishis, says that Cain was makriv kavunas from peiros, from fruits. Hevel took from his animals. The Rebbeinu Shleilem listened to Hevel's kavuna, not to Cain. What's the difference? So it has in this week's parasha, the Torah asked, "Kosoer b'chol devash le'sakdiri me'meni yishel Hashem." The Rishonim say that devash includes all peiros, as is kavat agamun in Shvius, all peiros, all fruit from trees, you cannot be makriv on the mizbeach. Why not? So the Meshech Chochma points out, fruits you can't be makriv. Wine, which comes from a fruit, shemen, you are makriv on the mizbeach. What's the chilik? So to Meshech Chochma, fruit from a tree grow come up on their own. The person has to plant the tree, to water the tree, but by Etzem, the growth of a peri is on its own. But that's, the person doesn't do anything to make the fruit grow. An animal, of course it's born on its own, but a person has got to be metaple with it, it's got to make sure it has what it needs. It requires a certain amount of work from its master to ensure that the animal has the correct food and everything, the correct environment, in order to be able to survive. So a kolben, you can't be makriv on something that you didn't put your own effort into. A fruit that grew on the tree, you can't be makriv for a kolben. An animal which a person put effort into, that you can makriv to a kolben. That's why. An animal, the first 7 days, you can't be makriv it. You haven't put any effort into it yet. But chusas man is usul and is bayach. Only once a person has put some effort into the kolben, then you can be makriv in his bed. Wine and oil, that's something a person has taken the fruit and has worked in it, shindah masa odom involved, then you can be makriv it on his bed. So shnei te meshech chochma. Meine Hevel's korban was from balechayim. That Rebbeinu was makabel. Kain's korban, that was from Paris. Paris Rebbeinu wasn't going to be makabel. Perhaps just continuing on what we were saying earlier, perhaps we can understand the meshech chochma. That Kolben, the tachlis of a kolben is that a person is mekayim the rutz nashem. With them is the gurim areich nichayach. He's gurim all the Olim Esvar Yoinim also do the Rutzon Hashem. But that requires the mass of the person. So that's why you have to be makriv, dafka from a Bal Chai, or from Yayin, from Shemen, which involves in it the mass of a person. To bring fruit, you're not doing anything. You're not subjecting yourself to the Rutzon Hashem b'chal of them in the Shtok HaReach Nichleach. Meshech Chochma, we mentioned earlier, says that Kolben, the Ramban versteht, that's only B'smigdosh. A Kolben in Bunna, that is like the Rambam. That's only to the Merachik a person from Avodah Zura. In B'smigdosh, there you can be makriv a Kolben, which is Oyle L'Reach Nichleach. Now we have a deeper understanding. The tachas of the Kolben is that a person should have one Rutzen, only to Mekayim the Rutzen Hashem. That's very difficult. Stamazay, a person, makriv a Bunna, in Shusar Abim or Shusar Yuchid, in the Mukim, where there's no Ashurus Hashchena, it's very hard for a person to be Mechavim in Gansin, no the Shem Hashem. The Uvas, they were Abdi Hashem, because the Uvas Shurus Ritzanach, they had that Koyach. In Bissim Migdosh, where it's the Mukim of Ashurus Hashchena in this world, there a person can come to that Dage, to that Madrege, of a Kolben, which is Rein, in Gansin, no the Shem Hashem. In Meshech Chochma, in Parshas Noach, interesting Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma is Meure, when Noach was Makrev his Kolben, steht, Vayurich Hashem, es Reach HaNichoyach. The Rebbe Yishlem, Ot Kata Reach Nichoyach. Frank the Meshech Chochma, we have a klal, mentioned it earlier. Ein Reach Nichoyach Bebumme. In a Bumme, there's no such thing as a Reach Nichoyach. Reach Nichoyach is only a Besmikdash, not in a Bumme. So the Meshech Chochma, that we bald Noach, it's a bit of a medish, that Noach was Makriv in the Mukam HaMikdash. Noach built a Mizbeach and came out of the Teva in the Mukam HaMikdash. Ot is Gaat HaDin vi the Besmikdash, and we have the Klal of Reach Nichoyach in Besmikdash. As ish that the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Noach. The Meshech Chochma is a pen, because in the Gemurah Mesech Tezvuchim Dav Kuf Chesam and Beis, the Gemurah learns out from Noach the Halachas of a Bomer. The Gemara has a machlik is whether or not a person and a bummer needs to build a mizbeach, or could he be just be makriv on a stone, on an oven, and the Gemara learns it out from Noach, and that's a machlik is but it's clear from the Gemara that even though Noach was makriv in the Mukam HaMikdash, but the korban that he was makriv was the same as a korban which you makriv in a bummer, not like a korban which you makriv in the Smigdash. Meshchoch was a starker brother. Or perhaps, we can also understand what we've said. The Meshech Chochma in Parshas Vayikra says that in Bumma, Kabbalas are like the Rambam. Just to be merachik a person from Avodah Zarah. In Besmikdash, it's to be makarev on the Koiches Vayonim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Reach Nichoyach to the Meshech Chochma, Rambam, that's only in Besmikdash, where a person is makarable the koiches of the Rebbe Yishlein, is a positive rutzen, a positive nachasriach, shamati v'nasa setzoini. But b'emes, it's tishka chlik. If a person could be makriv b'chutz and have the same kavuna that a person has in Besmigdosh, he would be makayim without the same kolben as he's makayim in Besmigdosh. It's just quite impossible for a person outside of Besmigdosh, shaloi v'mukam ashur sashkana, to have that reine kavuna v'us which a person can have in a Besmigdosh. Could be that Noach, and that Mimsta was the Ramban's kash, how could it be Noach was makriv a kolben b'chutz? Noach was no avodah zarah. So that's the kash on the Rambam. Noach was no avodah zarah. Kain v'hevel were makriv kabunas. It was all b'chutz. Mizmin zugin l'chayr, that although they were makriv b'bomer, that Noach, Kain, Hevel, hom yoga had their koyach, to be makarev themselves completely to the Beish and subject themselves completely to the Rutzon Hashem, and although we were makarev taki kabunas b'bomer, they were zeicha the maise to be makarev a kolben dunya to the kabunas which are done b'muk mashuas hashchena, which those kabunas are reach nichoyach, those kabunas are makarev other koiches l'yoyim to the Beish. Why? Because the person himself is also makarev himself, like the Matzvei Shlema says, the kolben himself is, for one tachlis, the kayim Rutzon Hashem shamati, v'nasa setzoini. Forgot to mention earlier, the Pusik says by Hevel, Hevel hevi gam hu, Hevel also brought, steht in Halshech HaKudosh, as it steht in Sosem HaSerchet. Hevel didn't just bring his Tzema, his Balchai for a Kolben. Hevel hevi gam Gam Hu. When he was being makir the korban, he brought himself along as well for the korban. So it's, I don't know, David Ramban said he had kavuna, that everything which is done for the korban should be done to himself. Other bimi redden, when Hevel was makir his korban, he completely subjected himself to the roots in Hashem, and with them what the Gurri given a richtige korban, which is oida, bereach, nichayach, the bevish was helfen, was in kuruf kennen, makir sein kabunas, kemitzas et zaynecho, in noch farmers makir kabunas, you should be able to live a life for mitzas et zaynecho, begal uvis, as if you're in the uvis, begal uvis, shehusir et zaynecho. Amen.